Getting life in perspective. In 2 Samuel and chapter 16, we read about David as he was retreating from Jerusalem, had a man throwing stones at him. It was Shimei. Now David had weapons of war, and Abishai, one of his soldiers, wanted to remove Shimei's head from his neck. And David put it in perspective. This was one of King Saul's former followers. Many were against David, and his own son was. Why should Shimei be killed when he was just throwing stones? Others were far more dangerous. There will always be people that are against us or don't like us too much. Shimei was not wrong in what he called David, because God had called David a man of blood too. David made a statement that was true for him, but might not always be right in every situation. He stated that if God was with him, he would return victorious and could deal with Shimei then. There is a certainty. If something is in the plan of God, it will come to fruition. Gamaliel also gave the same sentiment to the Sanhedrin in the New Testament. Perhaps we can make a distinction between two situations. If it is part of God's eternal plan, then it will be dealt with. But if it is a matter of justice and right or wrong, it may be left to the judgment day before God puts it right. There are multiplied times in the scriptures when the people in the right were wronged and never saw justice on earth. And the book of Revelation speaks of them by the thousands in heaven. If we feel because we are in the right, then justice will be done and we will be vindicated. It might not be in this life, though, but one day it will be put right. Don't be sidelined from your purpose in life. David was soon to have the battle of battles for him and his followers. He was outgunned and outnumbered, but fighting with loyal and tired troops. We, like Abishai, can seek to crack a nut with a sledgehammer. When we are in trouble, we tend to lose perspective on situations. Small matters can become magnified and take our eyes off the real problem. Let side issues remain side issues. If we have a Shimei that comes out cursing us, we mustn't seek to defend ourselves. Unfortunately, mud does stick. But maybe we can wipe some of it off at a later date, for waiting till it dries is easier. There are life's perhapses. In verse 12 of chapter 16, David says this about Shimei's curses. Perhaps the Lord will notice my misery and give me some blessings to take the place of his curse. David not only spoke of the need of reasonableness in dealing with Shimei, but he also had a hope. God was going to give him something good. It was the Psalm of David, Psalm 90, and verse 15, that has a prayer. Give us now as much happiness as the sadness you gave us during all our years of misery. My wife has often prayed this prayer for people who have had a rough time. And I never thought too much about it till I read that it was David's prayer as well as the psalmist's prayer. Have we had a rough time? Have things been difficult for us? Then perhaps we could make it our prayer. Lord, can I have some blessings as well as the problems? God will hear us, and the Lord will bless you today. Amen.